Foundation to get an insight into what kinds of energy savings we can and cannot expect from a greener New York City building and energy code, and in addition, look broadly at some of the other policy tools and policy ideas that are out there that will move us all forward. Because unlike the city of New York, and unlike Columbia University, the bulk of New York City's buildings, their structure, their operations, their use, are driven by what the law requires rather than the visionaries that we have today who will, again, our trailblazers who will be leading the way. I can't resist quoting to you the results of a new study by the Brookings Institution down in Washington, and I was surprised when I read it. New York City always likes to think of itself as perhaps by default, but the greenest city in America. We all live and work stacked up on top of each other. So many of us take buses and subways or bicycles to work. Surely we are more sustainable and greener and more efficient than all those other cities around the country. And at least according to the Brookings Institute, the answer is maybe. In looking at trends, and their numbers, unfortunately, are not New York City specific. They are the New York metro area, so it was not possible to tease New York City numbers out of it. Here's the good news. When it comes to transportation trends and carbon emissions, the New York metro area is number one in the country. More people use mass transit to get around, to work, to play, than anywhere else in the United States. I think we probably all suspected that good news was out there, and indeed it is. What puzzled me, and I guess took me aback, was a measurement of numbers, like efficiency numbers and ranking numbers for the non-transportation sector, primarily for the building sector. And New York City's emissions, carbon emissions related to electricity, was 14th in the country. And looking specifically at residential fuel use and emissions, we were 70 out of 100, and I wasn't expecting to see the New York metro area ranked so low relative to other parts of the nation, but I guess that just means we do have our work cut out for us.